This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Okay, so I had green lights the whole way here this morning. I love that. But then I get a bad feeling like something bad is going to happen to me. Pushing my luck.
You knew you were going on air this morning. That's what it was.
I don't know, man. But when it's that good, something's around the corner. I don't know. I just get that feeling. It's rare event, but...
It's foreboding, I guess.
That's right.
There we go.
I wouldn't have bet on the lottery at all if I had all those green lights in a row, because I knew that I wouldn't.
It wouldn't help you. That ticket was sold in Illinois anyways.
Boo.
Yeah.
We didn't even get a match 5 winner in Nevada.
No.
And well, it's in my newscast anyway. We'll have the whole story on that. Oh, I guess we should say who we are.
Yeah, it's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Good Saturday morning, Northern Nevada. So we have got quite the show lined up for you today. Should be fun. And we're going to learn a lot about quite a few different things here, including jerky. That's right. Tahoe Jerky Company is going to be in here this morning with us.
In a few minutes, right?
Yeah, should be. Rick Canale, our local real estate expert. Things are a-changing. Boy, aren't they, John, as far as the real estate market? And we're going to push it.
Reno just made the news. The top city in the country for falling home prices.
Yeah, we're going to see what Rick has to say about all this. Soul Cannabis. Now, if you've ever driven out there past the Chocolate Nugget in the Washoe Valley area, and you see that really cool, it looks like almost like three greenhouses on the west side of the valley there on the old 395. That's Soul Cannabis. Ed Alexander, the owner of that, is going to come in this morning. That's going to be a very interesting topic.
Do you think they built that by Chocolate Nugget because Chocolate Nugget has all the munchies?
But Soul actually has, I believe, an eatery inside of it. So
who wants to eat when you got that stuff to use?
Right. Well, that's the whole point. Maybe sometimes
I don't know.
Who knows? We'll find out. Ed's gonna have all those answers. Also, Joe Giampapa, local author, speaker.
I got his book right here.
Yeah. What's the name of the book, John? It's called the.
He's gonna inspire us today. It's What I Will, I Can.
There we go.
Words of wisdom from Joe.
I can always take some words of wisdom. That's nice. Another thing for sure we're going to have this morning is Nevada brining in. Matt, the owner of Nevada Brining, is going to come in here, and he's going to tell us all about brining. And if you get gourmet pickles or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, started with
town,
a pickle. Now this guy brines everything.
Literally. literally everything. So.
Take two like pickles, brine shots.
Right.
With drinks and... everything.
Also, Mountain Music Parlor is going to be in with us this morning. Quite the interesting place. If you don't want your kids, in fact, I was talking to the owner just yesterday, Renee, and I told her, I said, this is going to be a really cool segment because this is a place that kids can go where they're not just going to be stuck playing Fortnite or a PS5 all summer. Maybe they can go over there, and get some music skills underneath their belt. And I told her, I said, hey, I told my son, I don't mind if I look at the top of your head, but I can't look at the top of your head all the time looking at a cell phone. You better be playing a guitar. And she said, I love it. So
and they do concerts there, too.
They do. Yeah. It's an old historic home. So we're going to check that out. Also, Ace's Tattoo. Johnny's going to be in here today. One of the tattoo artists from them. They've got a clothing drive going on for kids. As well, them and a couple other tattoo shops here in town. But Ace's Tattoo, I'm sure you've seen them right there in the heart of Midtown. And then we got Battleborn Clothing, one of the folks that lives down there in Smith & Mason Valley that has Battleborn Clothing is going to come up here. Robert Krause, he's the owner, and used to live in Fallon, and now he's out there in our listening area of 92.3. So we're going to have a local Smith & Mason Valley resident come in here and talk about his business this morning. Also, Washoe County Health Department Family Health Festival. It's happening, it started just about 10 minutes ago. And you can go out there until 11 o'clock. Of course, listen to us while you're out there. But they're going to be back in here with us around 11:30 to tell us exactly how everything went for them. And then they're going to tell us about upcoming events and whatnot. And, cool. It should be a fun time. So Speaking of fun, John, can we just go ahead and get it started with the news and comment?
All the local news and comment we do every Saturday morning at 9. Well, it looks like one Nevada county is going to all paper ballots for the next election over election fraud concerns. Nye County commissioners voted to bypass the voting machines and have every ballot counted by hand. Three out-of-state witnesses testified at their last meeting that the voting machines can be open to tampering and hacked after the county commission voted unanimously to recommend hand-counting ballots. The county clerk in charge of elections resigned. Nye County commissioners say they voted to reestablish trust in elections. Nevada's representatives in Congress were split along party lines in the weapons ban vote in D.C. It passed 217 to 213 yesterday. The bill would make it illegal to make, sell, or even own a semi-automatic assault-style weapon or feeding device. Representative Mark Amadei voted against it. But Stephen Horsford, Susie Lee, and Dina Titus voted for it. The weapons ban will now head to the Senate, where the bill is likely to fail. In other words, they're again just wasting their time when they should be working on things that are troubling us right now.
You're thinking too.
They knew it would end up fail in the Senate, but this is just for the politics of it.
They like to waste our time and their time, I guess. I mean,
we told you, news and comment. There it is.
They get paid by the hour.
A fatal crash on Highway 50 yesterday. This happened 3 miles east of Austin, Nevada. Troopers say a Freightliner tractor trailer was going too fast along a curve and crossed over to the opposite lane, hitting a white Ford pickup. The pickup's driver, 22-year-old Cole Thayer of Austin, died from his injuries. The semi's driver was treated for injuries. Yes, there was a jackpot winner in Mega Millions last night, but it took 12 hours since the drawing to find out. A glitch in the Mega Millions lottery system resulted in an error message for those checking on MegaMillions.com. But just a couple of hours ago, Mega Millions revealed there was a winner in Illinois. Someone there won $1.3 billion. No Nevada winners for the Match 5 either. The new jackpot is $20 million. Gosh, it sounds like small change now after the biggest jackpot in nearly 4 years. What's $20 million?
Right. Well, maybe they need to hire Dominion over there at the lottery so that we can get those results in a little bit quicker.
There you go. New measurements out yesterday show the amount of algae in Lake Tahoe has hit an all-time high. Researchers from UC Davis put their white disc in the water in June and took water samples and for the first time used aerial imagery. They show the algae has increased 6 times over the past 50 years, and fine particle concentrations, which affect clarity, are the highest on record. Both are blamed on wildfire smoke. That's the fine tiny particulates, and a lack of the microscopic organisms that eat the algae. By the way, it's next month when the politicians return to Tahoe. The 26th annual Lake Tahoe Summit this time will feature President Biden's National Climate Advisor giving the keynote speech. Gina McCarthy was also head of the EPA under President Obama. She'll be joined by Nevada and California U.S. senators and congressmen and Governor Sisolak. The summit will be held at Sand Harbor August 16th.
So Biden's not actually coming himself. It's an advisor.
No, but we get the climate advisor.
Oh, Greta Thunberg's
excited.
Coming?
Excited. No, it's with Gina McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
Nevada casinos ended their fiscal year with another $1 billion win. The Vegas Strip was up 23% from the same time a year before. Reno was down 4.8%. Sparks down 10%, Carson up 1.5%, South Lake Tahoe dropped 29%.
Wow.
All right, let's check gas prices. The high price is $6.69 at State Line. You don't want to hear that. The lowest in our area besides Costco is $5.19 a gallon in Reno Sparks, $4.81 Carson City. Today the state average is $5.07. That's a 51-cent drop from a month ago. And while the White House won't talk about inflation, the president is talking about the gas price drop. When it's back down where it was a couple of years ago, then you can celebrate an accomplishment. A year and a half ago, gas was hovering around $3. Since then, they've gone well over $6 in many places through political mismanagement. But we're supposed to be happy and grateful that the gas prices dropped a little.
Well, you did say something earlier, and it was Costco gas. And maybe this right here will spark somebody to give us a call, 775-884-9910. And please explain to me, waiting in line or driving across town for Costco gas. It's not that much cheaper. I'm sorry, but it is not worth it to sit in those lines. I see them every time I pass Costco, and people will drive from all sorts of different parts of town just to go to Costco to get gas. And I'm sitting there thinking, how much gas did you burn just to go to Costco? Then you're sitting in your car burning gas, waiting for the Costco gas. Like, there's got to be some sort of breaking point where you go, I'll just get it at Maverick or something.
You use the Gas Buddy app?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're kidding. No. Oh, that tells you right there. You either can search your area where you're driving, or you can just write down Reno or Carson or Sparks, and it comes up with a list of the other Gas Buddy app people reporting what the price is.
Yeah, but still, I'm just saying, like, there has to be a very significant, and I'm talking 25 to 50
distance
cents
matters.
At least, for me to drive somewhere to get the gas. Because otherwise, I have one of those Maverick cards or something, you know, where you get, like, two or 8 cents off, depending on when it is.
Wow, Jay.
Yeah, I know. But there's a Maverick right across the street from my house.
Well,
it's very convenient.
The thing that gets me is they got us used to $6 a gallon now. So now, when it's down to $5, we're supposed to celebrate?
Yeah.
Go stuff it.
That's how it is, man.
And finally, today is the second and final day for the 8th annual Biggest Little City Wing Fest in downtown Reno.
That's right.
15 chicken wing vendors are there, along with live music from country music artists Morgan Evans and Colt Ford. 20,000 pounds of chicken wings and awards for best sauce and people's choice. The festival opens again today at noon. It's the final day. It's not tomorrow.
Well, we got Paulie's, Redneck Barbecue, Slater's Ding-A-Wing. They're all, I've seen them all posting on social media, those guys we had in last week. And talk about a riot, man. Those guys are fun. Go down there and just, you know what? Tell Paulie's that you like Slater's and Redneck better. Tell Redneck you like Paulie's and Slater's better. Of course, you know.
Jay's trick to get samples.
Right, I guess so.
And that's the news.
That is the news. All right, folks, stick around. And don't forget, we would love to hear from you. 775-884-9910. You can also hit us up on Facebook. Just search for 99.1 FM Talk or go to 991FMTalk.com and follow the link to our Facebook. Friend us there, and you can send us messages on Facebook Messenger.
I'm John Potter. That's Jay Biggs.
All right, we'll be back here next with Tahoe Jerky Company on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's 99.1 FM Talk in Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. You are live and local right now with John and Jay.
Beef jerky is chewing gum for cowboys. I call jerky big meat raisins, don't you, Jay?
I've never called it that. Yeah, I guess so, but I just think it's goodness.
But we have the Jerky King is in the studio.
Ooh, that's awfully nice.
Jeff Glass, hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Have you ever heard that, chewing gum for cowboys?
I have, actually.
There you go.
I've heard the meat raisin, too. Seen some pretty funny memes on that.
Gourmet brisket beef jerky teriyaki is what this gentleman brought me this morning. What do you got? The same thing. We are going to try that a little bit later on, but let's talk about the inspiration for Tahoe Jerky. What got you involved in the jerky game, man?
Well, years ago, I was making it on the side, and then during COVID, I got kind of furloughed, and then they eliminated my position. So looking for something to do, my wife said, you love making jerky. Why don't you start your own business? So
do you do it at home?
No, we have a facility where we have several people that make it.
Have you ever made jerky before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for years.
Is it hard?
No.
No?
That's nice.
And it's caught on. You don't even have a store, but you're filling out all these orders.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do about 5 events a week, and we sell online. We sell, you know, basically to wholesale accounts all across the country. And
I hear you're big at South Lake Tahoe.
We're getting there.
Jay, they're talking about changing the name from South Lake to Jerkyville.
Really? I mean, sounds like a place on the East Coast.
Are you a jerky guy, Jay?
You know, I do love jerky.
I do too.
This is going to be my first time ever trying Tahoe jerky.
The problem is, if you have a dog, it'll get upset because it'll think you're eating his treats.
Oh, but we make dog treats too.
Oh, wow.
So we've got all natural, no spices, just brisket, molasses, apple cider vinegar, and water.
All right. Where's the meat come from? Do you have exotic meats?
It's all brisket.
Okay. It's all strictly beef brisket?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No fillers, no additives of anything that's going to be bad for
you. You don't sell like camel jerky or...
No. We've thought about it. Maybe squirrel.
Alligator jerky.
Squirrel. There's lots of Tahoe squirrels out there. That's very funny because if you think about it, I mean, there's an abundance of them up there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you could make some squirrel jerky, and people eat that depending on where you're at.
They
and
do.
It doesn't taste like chicken, does it?
No. Definitely not.
I've never had it. Now, so you said you do events, about 5 events a week. Mm-hmm. Is this traveling around the nation or just in the local area? What do you...
Last year, we traveled all across the nation. This year, we're doing more local just because of, you know, gas prices and expenses to go to shows. We do a lot between Sacramento and Reno.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So
there you go. That makes sense. Do you have any other like retail stores that are selling your stuff right now? Or
Where do you find it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're unfortunately, I don't have any place up here yet. Mm-hmm. But if you're in South Lake Tahoe, you can go to Tahoe Bagel. You can go to Bear Roots Coffee. You can go to Cork and More Holiday Market. So there's quite a few that are around there. Plus, we do local deliveries there in South Lake if you order online.
We've come a long way from Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't we? That's the only choice we had back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the awful stuff that would come out of the Slim Jim if you squeezed it?
Oh, yeah, all the grease and oil.
I don't want to know.
The leakage.
Yep.
But it was unheard of. All these specialized and, frankly, gourmet, or you have that right on the label, gourmet brisket beef jerky. Back then, we didn't have anything like that unless you went down way rural in the hills where some frontiersman was making it.
Yeah.
And then you thought it was squirrel.
It could have been.
Could have been.
Could have been.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, anything with the right seasoning on it.
Yeah. Roadkill jerky.
Right, right. Well, that being said, though, so what is your plan going forward with Tahoe jerky? It sounds like you got a brick and mortar you're building right now.
Yeah,
right?
we're working on a space.
When's that going to be ready?
We're hoping soon. We have a commission thing August 16th to get it approved.
Nice.
And we're going to have another business in there as well that we're working on with a partner of mine.
Oh, nice, nice. Are you able to say what that business is, or you want to hold off?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Off, yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. We won't let all the secrets out of the bag yet.
You know what Jay does? Jay goes to vegetarian restaurants and sells jerky from his trench coat.
That's...
You didn't hear it from me.
That's sketchy.
Yeah, that is a little sketchy. I'm walking into any restaurants or selling any sort of meat with a trench coat.
Yeah.
That being said, let's tell folks where they can find Tahoe Jerky. We're online.
TahoeJerky.com. We ship everywhere. We're also at the Wing Fest today.
Oh, wow.
Are you?
We got a booth down there. Come down and mention you heard it on the radio, and you'll get a special deal.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us about your different flavors. It couldn't just be teriyaki,
Oh, no.
Right?
We've got original, smoky barbecue, Korean barbecue, mango habanero, which is our top seller.
Would it put hair on your chest?
It.
Okay.
It my could. Armageddon will. That's my hottest one. That's
got, Armageddon
yeah,
jerky.
Got Carolina Reaper, Ghost Pepper, Trinidad Scorpion.
It'll make you see Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Scorpion what?
Trinidad Scorpion, the three hottest peppers.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, yeah. And then we've got some special ones I do. I do a dill brisket that has, if you like pickles, you'll love that type of profile. And then I've got just a plain, no sugar, just salt and pepper.
And what's your hand in it? You said you have it done at another facility, but are you hands-on with the process?
Yeah, very hands-on.
What is the process?
Well, it starts, we typically start our process on Tuesdays. It's it's all hand cut, so it takes a couple days depending on how many pounds we're doing.
Yeah.
And then we marinate it for 2 days.
With
the rotational thing that gets the meat gets it absorbed. And then it's slow smoked for a couple days.
Don't mind me, I'm over here literally opening the package. I haven't had breakfast.
His hands are trembling. This
brisket in the morning. I mean, I'm from Kansas City, man. We have brisket anytime. Oh my God. So what I want to tell you about this jerky.
Yeah.
You know how, like, when you get jerky and it's just like, it's rough and tough and it's hard to pull apart. This stuff is literally, I can almost squeeze it apart.
Oh yeah. It's
you're now eating, some, yeah, you're some jerky is like that. Some is really hard and I've had
this
very
is so soft. This is the softest jerky I've literally ever had in my life.
Jeff, are they all soft like that?
It's all soft.
So you're a soft jerky guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, I want to have, you know, my elderly parents and my grandkids to be able to eat it and not complain. So,
I gotcha.
As funny as that sounds, it's the truth. I mean, even if you just had gums, you could
right.
devour this.
You could, absolutely.
What's the most popular flavor?
Our mango habanero.
Mango habanero.
Yep. It's got a nice kick to it. A little bit of mango on the front palate, then you get all the heat in the back.
Did these recipes come out of your head?
I have a lot of crazy ideas. So we do.
That's why he's not telling us about the other business.
We do, you know, 4th of July, I did an old-fashioned maple bacon jerky, because what's more American than bacon?
All right.
And then I've got a couple of good ideas for this winter that will be for the holiday type.
All right.
Time frame.
See you at the Wing Fest today.
Oh, yeah.
Opens at noon.
Yep.
So TahoeJerky.com. That's where you can go and find everybody over there at Tahoe Jerky. Jeff Glass, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us. Yeah, just go down there, check them out. And we are going to be back right here. We have got our local real estate expert, Rick Canale, from Remax Gold. And we're going to talk about the market because things are a-changing.
Yeah, big news for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, this is all live and local every Saturday morning. John Potter, Jay Biggs. Right here. Right, Jay?
That's right. 775-884-9910. Please call with questions and comments right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. And we are live in the studio, just like we are each and every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. with our own real estate expert from Remax Gold. It's Rick Canale.
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
so,
good morning.
A stunning report this morning from Realtor.com says Reno tops the list of all U.S. cities for home price reductions. And the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors reports 32% of home sale listings in town are seeing price reductions. But you were telling me before we went on, you think that number is higher, that even more homes in this area are seeing price reductions.
Absolutely. In fact, when we look at the snapshot of the nation, right, the West has had the highest decrease of pending home sales. Okay, so nationwide is happening throughout the nation, not just here, not just in the West, but nationwide.
Right.
So when I look at the statistics here, and why is that important? Why is it important to know about pending homes? Because pending home sales represent those homes that have signed a contract to purchase them and have yet to close. Okay, but that number has a tendency to tell us what's going to be happening here in the next 1 to 2 months. So understanding that that has decreased is telling us something else. Now, when I look at the statistics here in the Reno Sparks area, and in just this past week, there was 115 homes that closed, okay? And so we're talking about July 23rd to July 29th. Mm-hmm. And 69 of those homes, okay, 69 of those homes, the average days in the market was 69 days, okay?
Right.
Now, of those 115 homes that sold, 52 sold under the asking price. So that's a 54%.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Okay. Well, with these price reductions, is it a good idea for sellers to bring back those old incentives, like helping out with the closing costs? like they used to do back in the day?
Yeah, we have been talking about that in our last couple of times we've been talking. Yeah, the prices are coming down, and sellers are having to understand that, yes, there's got to be some concessions because that's the gateway for buyers to get into it. And with the economy the way it is, with the higher price homes, with the higher interest rates, there's got to be some shift in the market. And so what we're looking at is the rates, and people say, they're going to go to 6, they're going to go to 7. Well, we seem to see a peak back in mid-June. And so even if the Feds are raising their base rate, okay, is it going to affect the loans or not? I don't think so as much as we think it is, but I think it's going to stabilize around 5.5%.
It actually, the mortgage, I couldn't believe this. I saw this yesterday. The mortgage interest rate actually dropped a little bit yesterday.
Absolutely.
It was like around 6%.
Right, right.
6%. And now it's 5-something, I believe.
5.5%. Okay, so for instance, here's this little story. I was talking to a young couple here about a month ago, and they were saying, gosh, Rick, you know, the prices are so high, we can't afford to buy a home. I don't think we can even qualify for it. I said, well, how do you know? Let's get you in front of a lender, and let's have you talk to them and find out where you're at. We found out yesterday that they can qualify for a home that they didn't think they could qualify for. And there's
it is a bit intimidating, but can be done, right?
Yeah, but see, the nice thing about it is back in February, interest rates were like 4% or 3-4%, right? Well, they qualified for a grant loan, a 4% grant loan here in the state of Nevada. So, and there's other loans out there where they can actually offset that higher interest rate for the first 3 years. So they can purchase a home and not have it destroy how much money they're paying toward the home.
Right.
So that's really good. And so now you were talking about concessions. There's a home at 9235 Rising Moon, right? That's listed at 490.
Yeah.
And that's off of Stead. And these sellers are offering a $10,000 concession to the buyers toward recurring, non-recurring closing costs. Now, wow, we talked about the gateway for a buyer to come in, how they come up with all that money. That's an excellent thing to do to attract buyers.
Right.
I'm beginning to believe that supply and demand is never going to match up. You know, Sparks, I've been here most of my life. Rarely have I ever seen that happen. And as a result, the Reno Sparks apartment rent just reached an all-time high.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
You know what? Forbes had an article that brings up one of the factors behind this that nobody talks about, and that is the missing roommate. You know, my gosh. Remember, Jay, just graduated. You're making peanuts at the first job, and what do? You used to get roommates.
I've got roommates. I got two teenagers.
Now, you know, that used to be common, having roommates when you're single. Nowadays, the 18 to 21-year-olds, first-time renter, they want more room for their avocado toast. And they don't want roommates, you know? Here's a number to comment, folks. 884-9910. That comment is known as caller bait.
Go
ahead. Yeah.
Do you want a roommate or not?
Well, you brought up a good point about rent, and that, you know, goes into the home ownership. People who want to purchase a home, there's a reason. They're looking for that security.
Well, yeah. Well, now the prices may be coming down on the homes, but the rent is still moving up. And this number just came out yesterday on the rent, Reno Sparks apartment rent, all-time high.
But now, imagine now, instead of paying that rent that you have no control over, and you're paying somebody's mortgage off instead of your own,
right,
you get into a home, you now can start building your wealth and having the tax benefits that come with that, and you have that security. So that's the important thing. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about is the guarantees that I offer. And so if anybody has any questions about it, for instance, when I sell a home, I offer that your home sold at 100% of asking price, or I'll pay the difference. And so if anybody wants to learn more about that, they can go to rickhasbuyers.com /asking-price-guarantee. Or they can call me at 775-790-0574. And so I just encourage people that if you are contemplating buying a home. And it's not for everybody right now, okay? But people can start to plan on that eventuality when things do stabilize and they feel more comfortable with the economy. And people are a little hesitant right now because they're, even though whatever they say about us not being in a recession, we're in one.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
Regardless.
You said the R word.
Yes, we did.
Okay. You pissed off a lot of Democrats.
The White House said not going to like that.
But you know what? Again, the last six recessions that we had, what were home prices doing? Right. Four of those recessions, they were going up. 2008, they went down 20%. 1991, they went down 2%, but everything, the rest did. So if you can get yourself into a home now or start to plan for that future, in other words, don't go out there and spend money on a lot of stuff, start saving money, prepare yourself for it, and if you want to get into a home, eventually you can. And if you have any questions about it, you can see me, professional in real estate, or somebody that you trust to know and go forward that way. At least find out and get answers to those unknowns.
And that's the main thing about when you pick a real estate agent, right, Rick? I mean, you got to make sure that you feel comfortable with him or her and how the process goes. So I would say if you want a no-haggle, someone who's actually going to care about your family and where you land, and they're going to make sure that it's somewhere that fits your needs, go and talk with Rick. This guy is no pressure. I'll tell you right now, you're probably one of the most relaxed, easy talk to guys I've ever met in my entire life. And so you can actually join him each and every Saturday right here and get to hear him yourself, just like we do right here on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But rickhasbuyers.com, right, Rick? That's where they go?
That's right.
rickhasbuyers.com. Go
Jay,
check it out.
Jay, thank you very much.
Absolutely, sir. And we're going to be back with you, of course, next week.
I got to say, I said to a realtor one time, I said, must be nice being a realtor and working any time that you please. And he said, yeah, I can work any of the 65 hours a week I want. Snap.
You know,
got me good.
I've got friends in real estate, and that's they all say the same thing, man. It's like you're up at 4 a.m. some days. Some days you're not asleep till 4 a.m. So,
and that's true.
It's definitely a lifestyle. All right, folks, rickhasbuyers.com. Go and check him out if you want a home. And we're going to be back right here. We have got coming up next Soul Cannabis, Ed Alexander with us right here in the house on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1. FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Don't mind me. I am still eating Tahoe jerky.
Oh my gosh, the whole bag already.
Not the whole. Not the whole bag.
Yeah, he left a little piece.
Oh. Anyways, I'm Jay Biggs. That's John Potter. It is
mouth is full of jerky. This is so unprofessional.
It's live and local.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any more live than that. It's pretty much the same sound people are going to hear from me later on when I'm at the Chicken Wing Festival, too. It's going to be hard to talk over that. But that being said, we have an interesting morning here together on Live and Local with John and Jay. And I want to encourage everybody to give us a call, 775-884-9910. You got something you want to say? Please. Give us a call. The lines are open right now. You want to talk about it. It's something that you're passionate about or it's topical. Please call us 775-884-9910. You can also get a hold of us on Facebook by searching for 99.1 FM Talk at 991fmtalk.com. You can also follow a link there. Friend us in Facebook Messenger if we're friends like we should be.
You know what I like about radio more than TV? I can get the worst, most ridiculous looking haircut. And, I don't have to hide.
I thought it was your facial expressions.
I got to explain this haircut. I thought I would try one of these new places that opened in town. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what it was. It's a Sports Clips.
Oh.
Have you heard of them?
It's the one right over here, right? That's the airport shopping center. Yeah.
So I thought I'd try it. It's closer to my house and everything like that. So I go on the website because everything now is you make the appointment on the website. Nobody wants you to call up anymore. They don't want to talk.
It's like applying for a job.
So I go on the website and they show you this map of their locations and what the waiting time is at each location on their little map. And so I picked the one that I wanted to go to, and the map on their website said 140-minute wait. So I made the appointment, okay? It was 11 o'clock. I thought to myself, okay, I'll be there at 1 o'clock. for the haircut.
Right.
Because it's 140 minutes. That's 120 between the two. So I'll get there a little early and everything like that. So I went to get the truck. I had two things to do that day. Get the haircut and get the oil change for the truck. Went to the oil change. I thought it would take an hour, but they rarely do. Because, you know, you're sitting in there, you're waiting for the oil change, and the guy comes in and goes, "Ah, Mr. Potter, let me show you something in the truck." And, oh, don't you hate that?
What?
That, you've never gone for an oil change and had the guy come in and go, "Ah, show you something in the truck."
Yeah, luckily, I haven't, but I know what you're talking about.
I get that all the time. And he said, "Well, the air filter." the air filter is dirty. Well, I said, "Well, let me look at it." Yeah, it was dirty. I can't tell how dirty an air filter should be or not. I can't tell that. But it looked dirty. And I said, "Well, okay, how much is a new one?" $49 for a new air filter. This thing is like the size of a...
If you don't put it in yourself,
it's the size of that phone over there. It's not big at all.
Right.
But it looked dirty, and I had a weak moment, and I said, "Okay, yeah, $49. Well, that extended the time and everything. So I'm there.
Just go ahead, bend me over.
So it's 10 o'clock. I'm expecting to go to the haircut place at 11, but at 10 o'clock, the haircut place starts sending me texts saying,
"Where are you, John?
Your appointment is next. Be in the building or you miss your appointment." I thought, what the heck? So I rushed the... Got the oil change, race across town to near where I live to get the haircut, and I'm running in the haircut place, and they were just about to nix my name off because I wasn't there within an hour when the website said 140 minutes. Now,
right.
I said to them, I said, "Why don't you just let me call and say 1 o'clock. Why can't I make a 1 o'clock appointment? Why does it have to be this way? Why can't you do it like it's always been done?"
Right.
So the problem was that I had my wife then started texting 20 minutes in the haircut, and she wanted me to pick her up because I had the truck and I got the oil change. And because the haircut place wanted me there right away, I didn't pick her up. You know, when she wanted. So I had to tell the guy who was doing a very nice job that I have to go now. And the guy only did the sides of my head.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. You went to Sports Clips and it was a guy that cut your hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, like, I've seen some ads and stuff, you know, before about Sports Clips. I thought it was kind of like the Hooters of haircuts. Like it was a bunch of like women kind of, you know, like,
it's
dressed a little, not scantily clad, but I'm just saying like really hot women cutting your hair.
I gotta say, that's what I was thinking too.
Oh, okay. I won't tell
you. But it was all guys. All guys.
Oh,
it's like a sports bar without the booze. They got the big screen TVs and they have the ESPN stations all around. But the point is, I had to pick up the wife because everything got thrown off. The guy only had time to do the sides of my head. So that's why I look like a rooster now. Actually, if it's combed funny, it looks like a mohawk. It looks just like a mohawk. There.
A faux hawk. Is that what it is?
So I said, the guy who was cutting the hair was very nice. He wanted to do a very, very good job. But I said, just let me call and make an appointment for a certain time. You know, we used to do that. In this country.
Right. Yeah, well,
your system isn't better. I know why they have that system. They just want the people to be in the building whenever they want to make sure you show up, I guess. I don't know. Put the panic into you, driving across town and everything.
You know what that reminds me of, John? It reminds me a lot of making reservations at Texas Roadhouse. Because at Roadhouse, there is no reservations. You call ahead.
I hate that.
You get put on a list.
Why can't you make a reservation?
You're supposed to show up, and then they hand you this little, like, or, well.
Oh, the buzzer thing.
Well, they used to do the buzzer, but they don't anymore because the buzzer can have COVID on it. So now what you do is you text the word "here" when you arrive in the parking lot, and then they basically text you once it's time to come in.
BJ's Brewhouse does the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like that experience of going in there and eating a barrel of peanuts and throwing it on the floor.
I heard the peanuts were gone, by the way.
They are.
Well, the heck with that place.
They have COVID too.
Oh my gosh.
Everything has COVID. John,
I remember when Ruby River had the peanuts, and when they dropped those, Johnny moves on.
Those twice baked potatoes over there.
Well, they do have that, yeah.
Oh, Ruby River. Okay.
Enough with the websites and the funny little maps and the time estimations and things like that. I think my time got thrown off because people didn't show up.
Right.
So they try to crash me into there when I didn't want to go, you know.
It's a conspiracy.
And now I look like a rooster with a mohawk.
You look better than that, John.
Life is hard in these times.
Yeah, right.
For a 68-year-old.
I will say this. For your bike riding, you're probably a little bit more aerodynamic now. So maybe you'll get more mileage out of your legs. Get more mileage out of those. Hey,
dye the top. Might as well go full burner.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. The Red Rooster from back in the day. That's hilarious, man. Well, if you want to talk
it's
about...
not.
Well, it kind of is. If you want to talk about John's hilarious chicken legs or his chicken hair... 775-884-9910. I am encouraging you, or his hairy legs like Joe Biden.
Hair places, your system is not better.
I agree. I don't have any hair. If you've seen me, I'm bald. I shave my own head, so I don't know. I don't go to places like that. Anyway,
very disappointing. No girls in short shorts cutting your hair either.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's like Starbucks over at Greg and McCarran. You know, it looks like all girls, but it's all guys really running.
Very deceiving.
775-884-9910. It's live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We're going to be right back here.